Hi, my name is Brianne Hill, and for today's podcast, I've brought in a friend of mine, and we're going to discuss some of our shared experiences, having both lost a parent at a young age, especially with holidays and everything coming right around the corner. So, Grace, what has been the most difficult time for you so far?
I would have to say right after the initial loss was really difficult. I was halfway through my senior year in high school, and there was just a lot of changes that had to be made in my life. Since I lived with my mother and she was essentially a single parent, I didn't have a home anymore. I was still trying to keep up with schoolwork and everything else, and it was just a lot of change that happened really quickly and kind of put my life up in the air. And I think that was really one of the toughest parts, was just readjusting to life after loss.
Okay. What are some problems you might run into relating to this in the future that you think?
Oh my god, well, so many issues. So many, many issues. But, like, short term, the anniversary of my mom's death is coming up, and I know that's going to be a really tough day. And also the holidays are coming up, and holidays are bad for everyone, but especially bad for somebody that's lost someone. So I know that's going to be tough. And then long term is probably just the fact that there are a lot of problems that a person can have in their life, but losing a loved one is a very permanent kind of problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you can be sad about something, but you'll change, the other people will change, life will go on, whereas death is a very permanent issue. And yeah, we will change and adapt to our lives, and it'll change how we respond to the situation, but the situation will always be the same in that we lost a parent when we were young. So
mm-hmm.
while we'll change, the problem will never change. And that's not very typical of problems that people face.
That's understandable. How do you foresee the holidays going in the future?
This year, probably kind of poorly. Hopefully not every year. I mean, my mom died in early January, right around New Year's, so I don't think that's ever going to be a good holiday for me again. But beyond that, hopefully I will get to the point where I can enjoy them and it can be a time to remember and appreciate the time I spent with my mother instead of being upset about the loss. I can enjoy the memories. As far as this year goes, I have so many great people in my life that care a lot about me and are all kind of clamoring to get me to their Thanksgivings and their Christmases, and I'm probably gonna house hop, which I don't know if you've ever experienced that, especially around the holidays, but every friend or extended family member is, oh, you can come to my house, honey, and oh, yeah, you can stay here for a couple of days. And while it is beautiful and kind of them, it's also a little bit much. And so I'm not exactly looking forward to, oh, God, this is going to sound so bad, but all of the love and affection. I think it might be just a little bit smothering. Just in the fact that when I am upset about something, I'm the type of person that really prefers to be alone and work it out by myself for the most part. And I really don't like showing that kind of distress around other people. So the idea of just being surrounded by people the entire holiday because nobody wants to leave you alone while you're sad is kind of stressful because it makes me feel like I can't be sad. Because otherwise I'm letting people down, or I just don't feel comfortable with it. So that's going to be tough for this holiday.
That definitely makes sense. Me, from, like, personal experience, I've figured out that over the years, holidays do get easier, and they do change even for me. I mean, when my dad was here, we were at my house every single holiday, especially, like, Christmas time, New Year's Eve. We were always at the house, and now we go to different places. Now we spend them at my sister's house with my mom's new boyfriend. Now we have to incorporate his family in it. So now we go to his house, and it's all just a whole new experience. And it still, even to this day, 4 years later, it still takes some getting used to. But it does get a lot easier with time.
I was gonna say, that's one thing I've noticed that's very different from my past experiences. When I was a kid, my house was the place to go. Like, we lived right next to the school, and kids that lived out of town or people that just needed a place to hang out for a while, we were where they came because we were at a very central location, and my mother was a very opening, welcoming type of person. The door was always unlocked. There was always food on the kitchen counter. Like, it was a place you could come. I remember once I came home, and I just found Brianne and one of our other friends, Nicole, sitting in my living room eating popsicles, and I had no idea they were going to be there, and it was just surprisingly normal. And now that I've lost my mom and I don't really have that kind of a stable home, I have gone from being the host to being the guest in a lot of those situations. Instead of being the person that everybody comes to, I'm now the person that goes to others, and it's a really interesting perspective difference, and it can be kind of difficult because I kind of miss, like, I feel uncomfortable when I'm the guest in somebody's home as compared to I feel very comfortable welcoming others into my home. So that can be kind of tough.
Those definitely make sense, and I get where you're coming from on those. Okay, well, thank you for your time, and I appreciate all your answers and you taking time out of your day. So thank you very much.
Oh, you know, my busy schedule from across the hall. Like, I traveled so far to get here.
Well, we thank you for your time.